So why did you decide to run the London Marathon?
Last year, I ran the Manchester 10K. That was in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust. As in May 2023, my daughter was diagnosed with leukaemia. So we spent large amounts of time at Royal Manchester Children's Hospital. And during one of our stays, one of the support workers for the Teenage Cancer Trust and some of the nurses had mentioned about staff and families maybe running the Manchester 10K. Mm. So they asked if I was interested. I was. I committed to it. I ran. And then after that, thought process turned to maybe doing something else. Mm. And around the time of last year's London Marathon, it was on TV. And I was sat at home watching it and I saw that you can ballot and you can apply. I thought, why not? Let's give it a go. If all else fails, I might miss out on the ballot. But if I do get a place, I'll set my stall out and that's what I'll do. Then decided that I would run for a charity, but not the Teenage Cancer Trust this time. I would run for Millie Smiles, which is a local charity close to myself and my family's hearts for the work that they do and the work that they do for families whose lives are affected by cancer, and any families who are admitted to hospital in Manchester or Liverpool, Leeds, Newcastle, London. They support families by giving them a Millie bag, which is a bag of essentials, if you will. So all the money that they raise goes towards, you know, subsidising the costs and giving bags out to every family who's affected. Yeah. So it felt right that I'd run for a different charity. So Millie Smiles is the charity of choice. And then also at the same time, we were doing a lot of work in school this year, having a school charity. So at the start of the year in September, I proposed Millie Smiles as the school charity.
What do you think motivates you the most to keep training and going?
My daughter, really. Mm. Seeing what she's been through over the last best part of 18 months now. She was diagnosed middle of May, 14th of May 2023. So we had a couple of days getting used to what life could be like.
Yeah.
Time to process things, you know, meeting with consultants, doctors about what's going to happen over the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 2 years, 2.5 years. So she's been through a hell of a lot, and both, you know, in hospital, back home, we've had trips backwards and forwards between Manchester, and seeing what she's gone through in terms of, you know, the level of treatment, the level of chemotherapy, and she is, you know, she is my motivation.
Definitely.
Day in, day out. And so to do it, A, for the charity, but mostly because of, you know, what she's gone through and being by her side for the most part and seeing her go through some real tough times, and we as a family have gone through some tough times. Yeah, to line up on the start line for one, to get through that, to see the sights of London, and then obviously to complete it and cross that finish line will give me an immense feeling of, you know, satisfaction and mission accomplished. And then it's
Definitely.
Sort of